There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The White House gets spiked. Hillary Clinton causes confusion, at least among pollsters. I'll explain. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But we start with this. Speaking of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House is smacking up Congress over the war powers in the ISIS fight. So what does that mean? This has been an ongoing tug of war. Because ISIS now is announcing in the next 6 months they've targeted five different states. What does that mean? Specific people in the states? Just the states in general? We don't know. We just know that now the rhetoric is getting really, really heavy. So pretty much the White House is saying to Congress, it's you, baby, for not granting war powers in this ISIS fight that we find ourselves in the middle of at this point, right? And so what does that mean? What should Congress do? And ultimately, what do we do? Well, we're stuck in this kind of nowhere man's land. The press secretary, Josh Earnest, was hammering Dems and Republicans who were stalling on the war powers resolution, saying this delay has been a grave disappointment to the White House. And Congress is unwilling to vote on the plan, given the steps that they've taken to insert themselves into some other foreign policy issues, like the nuclear deal with Iran. That's what Josh Earnest is comparing it to. This doesn't make any sense. So Obama's request for the authorization of military force against ISIS is just sitting there. Just sitting there. But they're saying they're not giving up on it, even though it was introduced when? Way back in February. So, and what day is this today? Yeah. We're looking at May 8th, 9th, and 10th, right? That's the weekend that we're in right now. So on that note, because of some of the threats of ISIS, we had the bizarre thing that happened in North Texas. In fact, 15 minutes from our satellite facility that we're broadcasting from, in Garland, Texas, the Draw Prophet Muhammad contest and artwork exhibit at a community center in Garland, Texas, was targeted by two radicalized Islamic guys who drove from Phoenix to Texas, jumped out of their car with armor on and started firing, but they were shot and killed immediately. One of the two guys, Elton Simpson, was described earlier in the day somewhere. I was looking at cable and I saw this, an interview with a former lawyer for Simpson who says she really couldn't believe it.
I never saw any indications that he was violent. He just, he was, in fact, he was always very peaceful with me, even to the point where I think I got more riled up about the charges than he did, because I thought they were absolutely outrageous. I always saw the peaceful side of him. I mean, I know that some of the statements that he made were, you know, if you die on the battlefield, then you get, you know, whatever, you get the wives and things like that. But I think you hear that out of a lot of people. I mean, that's a belief of the Muslim faith. And so, I mean, looking back, does that sound like someone who might be engaged in that? Yes, but at the same time, it just sounds like religious beliefs to me. There's nothing that sticks out as something where I would have called the police. And I'm the first person that will say, you know, someone's scaring me. That's the first thing I would do.
All right, so isn't that interesting? It's the FBI. So you hear what the lawyer had to say, and again, she represented him back in 2011. The FBI said that it alerted the police about Elton Simpson. They said, okay, watch out. Here's what's coming. This is what you have to look forward to. So the heads up may have helped, thank goodness. I mean, if agencies are working together and they're alerting and they're talking and sharing information, well, that's the best we can hope for, that there's not as much leakage as there has been in the past and not enough sharing of that information. We saw what happened in 9/11 where it was really apparent people weren't sharing information. But the FBI did call the Garland police, did talk about Elton Simpson hours before the shooting. In fact, 3 hours before they attacked that anti-Prophet Muhammad event on Sunday, the FBI sent a bulletin with a photo of one of the shooters, and that was Simpson saying he was interested in the event, knowing that this isn't good that he's interested in the event. And the one thing they did say is they don't think that the officer who shot both and killed them both was aware that there was a possibility that he could be coming. But it is a very big example of the changing nature of how we look at terror and terror threats. Because before, you know, think of jihadist propagandists and where they would go and, you know, how quickly any information would get out about them. And it wouldn't be that quick. It wouldn't have gotten out that quickly. And look what happened. Thank goodness, in a way, it did. Although the cop that gunned them down wasn't aware of that. You know, there's no question we don't want massive monitoring of our social media. You know, certainly when Ed Snowden had the big data dump, none of us were thrilled with that. But on the other hand, our appetite may change a little bit depending on what's going on with lone wolf terrorists and potential jihadists who have ties to ISIS. How far would you allow it to go then? Remember, the Federal Appeals Court ruled against the National Security Agency's bulk collection of telephone call information, that, you know, completely tossing out the government's justification for the program. I mean, the FBI backing up thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of social media accounts? Yeah. I don't think so. There really isn't an appetite for that. But if there were other events that were marred by what we saw there and people were spooked enough because of it, then there may be a given that. Because clearly, if they had gotten into the building, that would have been disastrous. You know, even with quick-thinking police officers and others who were armed, and perhaps they still would have gunned them down quickly, but boy, that would be scary to turn around and see that AK-47 in your face and then somebody pumping it. And that's what they were doing when they jumped out of the car. So if they had gotten into the event, it would have been just doubling down on the possibilities of what could, you know, what could have been. Thank goodness it was not that. Thank goodness that did not happen. How many innocent people would just have been killed on the spot? That would have been terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible. Coming up on this version of America Tonight, we got a couple of things we're going to do, like hit the mailbag and have a conversation with our free money guy, Steve and Kelly. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All the time, but I'm going to say it one more time. Thank you for all the email. We get a ton of it. I promise you I go through it. And this audience, congratulations, because you are so clever and you really think about the issues. This is why I say, if you missed a show and you hear somebody say something, what are they talking about? I didn't remember her saying that. I don't remember a caller saying that. It's very simple. Just go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, click on America Tonight. They have a show listing. Go there, and you can simply download what you missed, whatever the day is. It's brilliant, right? Because it's on demand. How great is that? Or if you get stuck in a situation where we've had some people say, ugh, because of bad weather, it's rainy, it's this, it's that, and it's knocking. I can't, you know, hear the station so well, because, of course, our wonderful stations sometimes are subjected to whatever the weather condition is. You can easily go and listen to the show that way, too, just a couple of different ways. All right, and because the mailbag's full, I want to hurry up and get to it. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Tornadoes, tornadoes, tornadoes. This is what Joe says in Illinois. Kate, it is pretty scary to see what our brothers and sisters go through, especially in Oklahoma. Boy, it seems to be ground zero for the tornadoes. Obviously, a lot of those areas in the plains get hit the hardest. That's why they call it Tornado Alley. And to your point of how important it would be to have some kind of plan or shelter, I hope those people do have that. Because sometimes I guess you take it for granted if there's a lot of time in between these tornadoes, you're not thinking about it. But I guess that's that whole thing about emergency preparedness. And maybe that's a heads up for all those people that have to deal with what happens in the Midwest when it comes to those twisters. Yeah, you know, I say this all the time, because I've been in a couple disasters, I used to be like that, kind of cavalier about it. Oh, this is terrible. Look what happened, you know, a couple of states over, because I've lived in a tornado place in Nebraska. And I've lived in flood areas, and I've lived in earthquake areas, and I learned because I went through an earthquake, I went through flooding, I went through all of those things to some extent. And then you realize, yeah, that thing about a go bag, that thing about having food, water, etc., yeah, that's kind of important. And so the same thing with somebody in a tornado zone where you're really prone to the possibility of a tornado. What are you going to do the second you hear the sirens go off? And knowing that would just be smart planning, absolutely. We move on to this one from Brian, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I want you to know that I just started listening to your show probably a month ago. I really enjoy it. I think the guy, Dan, that calls is funny. I like it when he kibitzes with you, actually, and tells you jokes. So there must be something about the jokes with you that that endears people in your direction. So I promise I'm going to call in with a couple of jokes. So the real losers in Baltimore with this Baltimore situation are the people of Baltimore. One, because there's so much focus on their city. And you know what? It really is a great city. It really has changed. You mentioned it. I grew up outside of Baltimore. And you mentioned that when you were a kid, you just would like zip through Baltimore and it was bad, the areas you went through. And then you saw a big change and how that made you feel badly that they were ripping up Baltimore. And I concur absolutely 100%. Why in the world, when there is tension, racial tension, problems with something that happened, whatever it is, can't we just have a conversation or a quiet march or a peaceful march at least? It doesn't have to be quiet, but a peaceful march. Why let the thugs, and I said thugs, take over the city? Yeah, well, you're preaching to the choir with that when you said it. I don't understand it at all. And I can't imagine. I think of my own town, and I would be horrified to see that happen and see people trampling through my yard, my neighbor's yard, throwing bottles, have police out with shields. And it's so true. A lot of times we turn a blind eye until it happens to us, until it's right in our face, and then we're like, whoa, this is wrong, this shouldn't happen. And to the people in Baltimore doing that, and the mother that went after her son for picking up a brick and rocks and trying to be part of it, good for her, because she was trying to prevent him from going down that path. There was no reason for that, no reason whatsoever. So, I agree. And now it seems to be pretty calm since the curfew was lifted and, you know, there was charges against the police officers and the police are fighting back on that and saying that those charges weren't right. But, you know, we'll see and keep an eye on it. How about this one from Ford? Ford says, "Kate, I don't know if you're a fan of the show or not. I know you talk a bunch about business, but do you watch Shark Tank? I think it's a brilliant show and one that would help people who are entrepreneurs to watch it." You know, it's funny that you say that. I don't watch a lot of TV, a little bit, you know, here and there. A lot of times it's history kind of stuff or games because, of course, I like sports. But Shark Tank is good. I do watch Shark Tank. What I do is tape them, and when I have time, watch them here and there. And you're right. The thing about Shark Tank, because I don't like reality TV, but I guess this is reality TV, is that it's all these people with these ideas, business ideas, entrepreneurial ideas. They don't have a lot of money. Not always. Sometimes they do. And they've, you know, put everything into making this product, and they are so passionate about it, and then they go and they just need that little extra push, and if they can get involved with the sharks, they know it's golden if they have the right product. And what they tell people and talk about business and what you have to know and what people are not doing, I think is brilliant. And I think it does highlight what's happening here in America, that the push to create something I think is great. Absolutely. And people like it, and I think that's why people like it. Because they see the ideas. Someone comes up with something. What did they do? What did they not do? Why did they get shot down on an idea or whatever? It's brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. And I like the people on the show because they come from different arenas of how they got started. But a couple of them had nothing. And then, you know, amassed this brilliant amount of wealth. But I like the bootstrapper people who had everything to lose. when they started whatever XYZ company. All right, how about this? This is from Stuart listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. Kate wants you to know a lot of people get up even in the middle of the night in my crew to listen to your show. You're on, of course, I know across the country all different times. And I just wanted to let you know that I love, 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 love some of your features. The Shreddit thing is funny when you bring Nate on. And I like his kind of dry wit. And also the dumb things that you do, because it makes us all think of the dumb things that we do. Or makes us feel better that we haven't done something quite as dumb as anyone else. I loved, to me, the guy that set the pizza box on fire by thinking, oh, the oven's on, and just put the whole box in the oven and didn't realize what he had done. Yeah, you know, it's true. Every single one of us has dumb thing moments. You know, it's funny. The cell phone has created that for a lot of people, and a ton of people will write in and say something that's happened with their cell phone where it's flew out and flew into the toilet, and then they tried the rice trick where you know, if your phone gets wet, you throw it in the middle of a whole bowl of rice and it may make it bounce back, or else you're out there getting another iPhone. And I've had the iPhone thing where I had it in a pocket, opened the car door, right down on the ground, smacked it, you know, the whole screen, and it was ridiculous. And so then I have to go through that process of getting a new iPhone. What do they call them? First world problems, huh? All right, how about this one? This one from Joseph, who says, Kate, Deflategate, I couldn't wait to hear what you had to say about it. I didn't think you said too much about it. What do you think on Tom Brady's part? They kind of tiptoed around it. Do you think they were too easy on the Patriots? Of course I think they were too easy. And I think I said this, that the NFL, now probably, if it were to happen again, they'll come down and lay the hammer on somebody. But how could they have this NFL report where they talk about, yes, the balls were obviously deflated, and Tom Brady was aware. He was aware of it. They won the Super Bowl, and particularly the road to the Super Bowl, the one game with the Ravens, is where it would have really come into play, perhaps. And I think that's just wrong. I mean, what do? Do they suspend Tom Brady? Do they do more to the Patriots? And the answer is Robert Kraft makes a ton of money for the league, the owner of the Patriots. And that's not going to happen. So I think, yes, they were way, way, way too easy on the Patriots. I mean, cheating is cheating. And so, like I said, the next team or next quarterback or whoever does that, they'll get slapped down. So how fair is that? It's not fair. If you have any thoughts on anything, as you can see, because we talked about a plethora of different topics, send them to me, americatonight.net.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all. Remember the South. This was the land that he worked by hand. Yeah. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled with love. Yeah. It was a love that I was proud of. This is the life that he planned on the love, the same old love. In the house that Jack built, the house that Jack built. Remember the South.
Steve Kelly is with us, and of course he's a free money guy, and many of you have really had your eyes opened by what Steve Kelly has taught us, information that isn't necessarily readily available. You'd have to get a giant backhoe to dig it out, I think, for most people. We love having him on because he's authentic, and he has, again, that information that clears up a lot of the misinformation that's out there when you're trying to plan for your future. Hey, Steve Kelly.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I got a little bit of a sunburn. I played in a pro-am the other day for the first time in my life. And let me just tell you this. The LPGA women can really drive the ball.
Oh, I know. I know. There was a time in my life when I, early in the game, when I was I worked as a magazine photographer, and I did a story on a few of the gals. Amy Alcott comes to mind, you know, it was a amazing thing to watch her play. I've never really been a bit around. Professional golfers. I've been around other sports figures as part of my job at the time, but that was really something to see the discipline and the concentration and the dedication. I mean, these people, they spend hours and hours a day doing and redoing and, you know, muscle memory and all these things that they have to do to make sure that when they hit the ball, it does what they want it to do.
Yeah. You know, you talk about discipline and concentration and everything that goes into that. Isn't it funny that we don't really have so much of the discipline and the concentration when it comes to our own finances? Or do you think it's because, and you and I have talked about this before, that we just kind of bury our head in the sand and figure, well, it'll all work out?
Oh, it's just appalling. It's amazing. You know, 78% of middle-class Americans don't have a financial advisor or a plan.
Mm.
78%. And only 18% of people who work with advisors have a written financial plan. So do the math. That means, you know, 18% of 22%. So what is that? That's about 4% of the population has a written financial plan. And that also brings up the question to me is if 82% of pre-retirees who are working with an advisor don't have a plan, what are they getting from these people? What are these people producing for them that's worth the $800 billion a year that we talked about last week that Wall Street's taken out of the system?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, it is crazy.
Most people think that going to a broker and buying stocks and having, you know, somebody call you on the phone every now and then and say, I have this hot tip. Let's move a bunch of money into this one. And these hot tips come from, you know, the ups and the uppity ups in the wirehouses that say, you know, we need to move this, we need to move that, or, you know, it's a commission machine. And they think that they have a financial planner and they think they're okay. And the truth of the matter is that only 4% of people that start work at 25, only 4% are going to have enough money for retirement when they retire.
Wow, 4%.
4%.
Ugh. So what are the very beginning steps that somebody can do that they're listening to right now and they're thinking, I totally am in that hot mess. And
that's great. It's a great question. You gotta work with someone. You gotta work with someone who understands the issues. You can't do it yourself. The issues that are involved here are so technical. And so far reaching, you can make a single mistake now as you're getting ready, let's say to jump off the cliff and retire. You can make a single mistake that you can't undo, that is going to impact the amount of income you have, for the next 30 years.
Mm.
So a lot of these decisions, you have one shot at it. And so work with someone who can help you navigate that. Find someone you feel like you can trust. It probably is not the first person that you talk to, but that's not necessarily true. And you know, make sure that as far as you can, that their motives are pure. Ask what the minimum required investments are. I think this is always telling. I go to these events all the time, and, you know, guys are going around saying, you know, I don't take on anybody that has less than $1 million. What's yours? And I always tell people I have three criteria. I have three criteria for the people we take on. The first one is, are they coachable? Will you listen? You know, I don't want to just sit there and spin my wheels with you. So are you coachable? Second one is, can I make a difference? All right. And the third one is, do we like each other? Is it a good fit? Because I don't want to be sitting across the table for years and years and years with people who, it's not a good fit with. So those are my three requirements. Are you coachable? Can I help? And is it a good fit? And I don't care how much money you have, because I just want to help. I learned a long time ago, if I divorce, you know, my income from what I'm doing, I just let the money come in.
Right.
And I do the best job I can for everybody that walks through the door, that the money comes. The income comes. So I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be on a
hard press.
I don't have to care about that. All I have to do is see if we can't help you achieve your goals and objectives.
Right.
So that's the first thing I would do, is I would find someone who you can work with, that you feel comfortable with, that you feel like you can trust. And it should be someone who's willing to take their time. You know, usually it's three or four meetings. And the first meeting, I don't ever talk about the money. I talk about the person and their goals and aspirations and what they want to get out of life. And then we start talking about how we do that. So if it's, make sure it's someone who's about you, not about your money. And you can tell. You can tell if they're trying to move accounts the first meeting in, you're probably not in the right place.
Yeah, so make sure you do a little investigative work before you do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, because the thing that is so scary is the question that you asked me from the very beginning and have asked a couple of times is, do you know when you're going to die? And, of course, people are shocked every day at things that happen. Somebody has a heart attack. Somebody barely survives, and suddenly they have a big change in their life. And so the answer is, it's never too late to make that change, I think. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you completely. I mean, you just have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. Take care of it today. Fewer than 50% of the population has a will.
Mm.
You know, just a will, you know. And, Kate, we're all going to die.
I know.
One of us is going to die.
Yeah.
And yet only 50% of the population out there is willing to take the time to make sure that they don't leave a huge mess for the people behind them. I mean, these are basics. Healthcare proxies. You remember Terri Schiavo?
Yes.
And the mess that caused, that poor gal caused, because they hadn't done the planning. And all she needed to do, all they needed to do was have a healthcare proxy saying this person can speak for me, and then a healthcare directive saying that, you know, I don't want to be on a feeding tube or a ventilator or whatever it is. I don't want any heroic measures. These are easy things to do, and then you know you're taken care of in the way you want to be taken care of, and you're not leaving a mess for people behind you.
I knew
a gal who, when I was very early in this game, who I worked with, and I sold a benefit. I'm not going to mention the company, but her husband at 42 had a stroke and ended in a persistent vegetative state, and they didn't have any coverage at all. She had two young kids. They couldn't, you know, it was a mess. So you need to get in and protect yourself. You need to do it. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so true. So true. All right, Free Money Guy, I always say this at the end. The road that leads to you is, tell us that road. How can people get to you?
Okay, you can call us at 844-4-FREE-MO, 844-4-FREE-MO. Or you can reach us at freemoneyguys.com.
Excellent, Steve Kelly. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate. It's always a pleasure.
IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends. And the best thing that the world keeps turning our way. And our way. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Ah, Willie Nelson has a story to share. And you could win a copy of Willie Nelson's story simply by emailing me right now and telling me how much money Willie had to pay the IRS. If you're the first one in at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I think it's very cool, by the way, that Willie Nelson has finally put out a kind of a, I'm going to call it a tell-all book. That's not like a Willie thing. You know what I mean? I think it's cool that he's talking about everything that happened in his life. Meaning, you know, not just so much the, you know, the in-betweens, the highlights, all the cool stuff. It's a Long Story is the name of Willie's book. It's a Long Story. So you could win It's a Long Story if you get that info to me right now at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And I am sure someone's going to email me and I'll have a winner by the top of the hour. So do it now. If you're listening to me, do it now so you can win a copy of that book. And we'll be giving more Willie Nelson books away, to be sure. Speaking of being on the road again, if you want to have America Tonight come to your town, it's so simple. Just go to KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com. And for sure, on the way to your neighborhood, we'll be playing this song. I don't know. There's something about that Willie Nelson song that I just like. I think he's written even better songs in his lifetime. But there's something about that song that I truly enjoy. And I have seen him perform it. And that is the very cool, cool thing. Because to see him live is a treat, I think, anyway. At least I've seen him twice, and both times were very good. A couple of reminders about America Tonight. Yes, I keep getting all these emails. I've gotten 10 emails, which is shocking to me. Where were you people during the Nail the Score? So, yes, we're going to do Nail the Score again. Yes, it'll start in September when football is back in full swing, the regular season. We won't do it for the preseason. It's one segment, once a week. Randomly, the game of the week, you call in, you tell me what you think the final score is going to be. Voila, maybe you will be a winner. We've had two winners in the past couple of years. Didn't have one last time around, so maybe you will be the one to break the streak. Would be very cool, but you have time for that, so don't worry. There is no NFL, I mean, other than camps and preseason games until September, and we are only in May unless my calendar was switched. And somehow the rest of you have been catapulted into the future. But I haven't had that many people before ever ask me about it. So there we go. We cleared it up. David Cameron is the British Prime Minister. Yes, indeed. And he gets the seat again. It was a big night for the Conservative Party and for David Cameron. So he is still there. He's not booted out. That was going to be a lot closer. But it wasn't close. It wasn't as close as was originally thought in handicapping it. I guess the people, once they got to the polls and were voting, it ended up that this last push helped him in his favor. Whatever he was saying, some of the things that he talked about resonated much more with the people who were voting, and also the members of the party, because remember, it's about numbers. The White House is getting a facelift. And this is worth mentioning as we get closer to skedaddling across the finish line. Because, you know, how many people have jumped over the White House fence or they've flown a drone on the White House lawn or whatever it might be? But in July, they say steel spikes are going to be added to the fence to try to beef up security because of all this fence jumping stuff that's happened. It was a unanimous vote from the National Capital Planning Commission on Thursday. So that pretty much gave the green light to the Secret Service to, yeah, put those spikes in, baby, install them. And the steel spikes, check this out, so it would be pretty painful. The steel spikes are about 7 1/4 inches tall, a half-inch steel pencil point at the top, sticking out a whole bunch of inches, multiple inches, so it would be an acute angle and a second layer of spikes with the iron picket fence tops. You'd really have to make a heck of a jump to avoid those. Clearly, it'll be a deterrent, and that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a deterrent, and that's it. You know, it's funny because these kind of fences were used a long time ago, but with the amount of times that it's been breached, they had to use the spikes. I think it's smart. It's like the smartest thing I've heard coming out of Washington in I don't know how long. So it's going to take them about 4 weeks to line the top of the fence, north and south sides of the White House grounds, and they'll do a bunch of tests and blah, blah, blah. So there you have it. Permanent solution maybe by the end of the summer. Begin construction on a new fence in 2016. They've got to make some changes to it, you know, because they've had too many breaches. So they get it. if you think about it, and I've been to the White House a couple times, but outside of the White House, 17 acres is what you're talking about. 17 acres that you're trying to protect. And they had this, I think the craziest thing was the guy who actually got in the door. How do you get in the door of the White House? I mean, I still don't get that. I still don't get where the Secret Service was. What, you opened the front door? It was unlocked and you went in? Well, how about that? And then the other guy in April, where he scaled over the fence like a crab and then he jumped onto the White House lawn. So this should be a bigger deterrent. This should stop probably some of the people who are trying to leap the fence. I still think it's like incredibly embarrassing for the Secret Service. All right, let's go to Izzy. Hello, Izzy.
Hi. I told Nathan it was...
Hey, Izzy.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I know she's there.
Hello?
You just can't hear her. Ah, we gotcha.
Okay. It's 32 million. I can't type. My left hand is broken.
32 million. Woohoo! That was it. You're a winner, winner. Chicken dinners.
I remember 1980 was because that kind of became Cop's theme song. When we hit the road for patrol, we'd go on the road again.
Yeah, I like that song. I do. This brings back memories. It's great. Well, Izzy, you won, so we'll send you a copy of his book. When we get the books from EMG, you will get a copy.
Yeah, I should read about this. The old boy's only been married about 5 times and has a gazillion.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's what he talks. He does talk about that, yeah.
Pam Geller. Why should she be bashed when everybody else can bash Christians? Seriously.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Hey, freedom of speech. Listen, you're right.
I'm so sick of this crap. And you know what galls me more than anything is the fact that these people follow a man back in the 600s that was a pedophile. You cannot justify having a 9-year-old bride in bed. I don't care how you cut that cake. That is just wrong.
Yeah.
And here these are. And that's
right.
The whole story. They have old men marrying these young girls because that's what Muhammad did. That made it okay. So when they talk about hypocrisy.
Yeah, when they talk about hypocrisy, that's it in living color, Izzy. No question about it. Have a great weekend. You're right. I agree. You know, whether it's nutty to have the drawing contest or not, we live in the United States of America. And, you know, she did what she was within her right to do. There you have it. Hot opinions on all sides. That's why you should always weigh in here on America Tonight. You can always send us an email, americatonight.net.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.